Hi, everybody. My name is Jennifer Kirk, and I am a recovered addict and alcoholic. I haven't found it necessary to get high or have a drink, and it was just 10 years, May 12th, for me. I finally learned to live life the way that I was intended to live life. Let me begin by telling you, this is a family disease. I grew up in an alcoholic home. I felt different even as a child at a very young age. I felt like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, you know. I didn't wake up one day and say, you know, I want to be a heroin addict. It started out much like the gentleman said. I started out with having a drink. And let me tell you that I never used drugs or drank to use drugs and drink. It was for effect, you know, because I felt so, I was very insecure, very fearful. I felt different than other people. And once I put that substance in my body, I felt complete, you know, all that melted away. It's much like people have said. So, you know, it started out for me with drinks, and I can remember taking my first drink. I was, probably 4 or 5 years old. My grandpa gave me a swig of, I think it was whiskey, and I can remember that feeling, and that's what I had looked for my entire life, even at a young age. You know, as I grew up, I would have a drink when I could, and it wasn't until I was about a teenager that I had access to enough alcohol to get drunk. And I'm a blackout drinker. From that first time I ever took that drink, I drank to a blackout. As I got older, it progressed to the point where I started smoking marijuana, then I tried LSD, cocaine, then it went to crystal meth. And then I can remember the first time I took an opiate, and it was just a Percocet. And I knew I was in trouble. That was that feeling I had looked for. I did pills for a while, and of course my habit grew to where, you know, and I took pride in the fact that I never injected them. You know, this was for a few years, and I landed in my first rehab. And I got out, and I tried going, you know, I started going to AA meetings, to NA meetings, and I couldn't understand that I suffered from a disease. Let me tell you that I have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. I still, you know, the disease of addiction will never leave me, but I have recovered from that. That's why I say I am recovered. I just kind of went to meetings. I didn't understand that this was a spiritual sickness. It is in the mind, the body, and the spirit is the most important thing. So I relapsed, of course, after a couple of months and started getting back into it heavy. And one time it was really hard to find pills around town. And, of course, you go into withdrawal. So we thought we'd go to Buffalo and score some heroin. So that's what we did. You know, and this is back probably 2002, 2003. So we started going to Buffalo to buy this heroin. And, of course, you know, like for me, like I... Again, took pride in the fact that I never injected anything. I started snorting it, and it didn't do anything for me. And by this time, you know, my disease had progressed to the point where I didn't get high anymore. You know, I just kind of felt normal. And, you know, let me just say this. I can remember looking at, like, normal people with such anger. I hated that people could get up and just go to work and live their life. I couldn't do that. I couldn't get out of bed without a drug, you know, let alone go out and be productive or hold down a job. I lived basically like an animal, like an animal. So anyway, I started injecting this heroin, and I felt like I had arrived. And I can remember the feeling the first time I did it in that rush, and I thought that was the greatest feeling I had ever felt, and I wanted more. And you know, circumstances happened. I also ran into gentlemen like this and, you know, had to hurry up and get in rehab so I wouldn't go to jail. And, you know, I got out of rehab, and And I stayed clean for a couple of months, started going back to meetings and stuff, and then my thinking tells me, so this is the disease, this is what it tells me. Well, you're going to be on probation in a few months, so you won't be able to use for about a year and a half, so you better use now. And I did, and I'll tell you what, I nearly died. By the time when I used the last time, I was 25 years old. I was spiritually dead inside. Whatever light was there was almost blown out. I was nearly physically dead. I was probably about 30 pounds lighter than I am now. And you want to talk about, they talk about incomprehensible demoralization, and that's what was standing in front of that judge. Let me tell you about my recovery. I got out. I went back to meetings. Same thinking, you know, if I can just leave the drugs alone, I'll be okay. There's nothing wrong with me. And let me tell you, I had to find a power greater than myself, and I found that, and it was God. And boy, he knew what he was doing. I was 2 months clean, and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And I honestly believe that if this hadn't happened, I wouldn't be standing in front of you today. I got pregnant. And I have a beautiful 9-year-old daughter that has never seen her mother drunk or high. It amazes me. God is so good. I got clean, sober, and Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what worked for me. And it wasn't just going to meetings, it was taking these steps. And I had to. I had to clean house. I was so full of anger, hate, and resentment. And I needed to take these steps to clear that out so that God could come in. Now remember I said that I thought heroin, that rush, was the greatest feeling I ever felt. That's not the case. It was the first time I felt that presence and warmth of God. That maybe God just kept me alive so I could be standing here in front of all of you today. And let me tell you that my family's here. My mother has almost 10 years of sobriety as well. The solution begins with me. I have a daughter. Her dad's an addict. I'm an addict. It's through my whole family. She has a 90-some percent chance of turning out like this. But let me tell you, It's different with her. It begins with, what am I teaching her? We talk about things. She's a great kid, you know. She knows about my past. I don't lie to her. I tell her everything. And if you ask Riley Kirk, she'll tell you she's got 9 years of sobriety. You know, I see a lot of hate, you know, towards addicts. And I commend our police for what they're doing and cleaning up the streets, but I know I would abuse anything. It begins with us. What are we doing? What are we teaching our children? How am I living my life? How am I treating people? Am I trying to help out in my community? Do I care? Am I depending on a God of my understanding and trying to carry out his will, not mine? This disease is selfish and it kills. I watch it tear my family apart as I watch members of my family suffer with this. My aunt died from a fentanyl overdose. I just want to say thank you to everyone here. And I'm so grateful to be alive. Not only alive, but just to be able to stand here and give this back. So